and welcome back to That's What She Said. My name is Mercy. That's What She Said is now an audio and a video podcast. And we are featuring some amazing, amazing people in all the episodes. But before I introduce you to our guests for the day, let me give you my gyan. Social media is increasingly omnipresent today, but that doesn't mean you'll automatically develop an addiction to it. Take frequent breaks, set a time limit, set boundaries so that you and your children do not have to depend on social media for everything before it becomes harmful.
Do we start with a deep breath? That part of...
Breathe out.
Thank you.
Breathe out.
Yeah, yeah. Breathe in and then breathe out. Thrice we have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good to go. Welcome to the show, Abhishek Kumar and Nirmal Pillai.
Thank you.
Do I call you guys that?
Full name. Full
name. I feel like Aadhaar card registration.
Thank
Nirmal
you for
and
having
Abhishek.
Us, Mercy John.
Thank you.
RJ
thank
Mercy John.
RJ Mercy John.
Yes, I'm trying to change that name on Instagram, guys.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a name, but every name is taken on Instagram.
What are you trying to get?
Tried so many, like, you know, mercy.john, john.mercy, mercy on air, mercy podcast. Available because Mercy John is apparently a very common name.
Like Abhishek Kumar.
Yeah, Nirmal also, yeah.
Nirmal,
I think
yeah,
so.
To some degree.
No?
But
yeah.
Not as much as Mercy John, I think. That's too
that's
common.
It's too common too and common. So many people are there, not in India, it's like Nigeria.
Ah.
Apparently, Mercy John's son is a famous singer in Nigeria.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard.
But really?
Yeah. Cool. So, welcome to That's What She Said. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this with me.
Because of the name of the podcast. Yeah.
That's what she said, huh?
coffee is very good.
True. Yeah. So, we are going to be talking about social media, right? The good, bad and the ugly side of social media. So, let's start our discussion. The first question being, when did you both first join Instagram?
First join Instagram?
Yeah.
I joined in, I think, college second year.
Okay.
And my first post was some kind of artistic shit where I took one photo of one crow in one very interesting position.
Crow?
Yeah, and it was like hashtag photography.
Okay.
That was my first post.
Okay, yeah, and what about you?
For me also 2013 sometime.
Okay.
I clicked the post of a random building.
Yes.
Then there was this app where you can edit. It'll have a lot of preset filters
and stuff. Yeah,
I forgot
correct,
the name
correct.
Of the app.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And even the logo used to look different.
Correct. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It was
yeah.
the retro...
Retrica.
The camera.
It's the camera. Retrica.
Yes.
Retrica.
Retrica.
Was
Retrica. Wow.
No, was it called Retrica?
No, the app to edit pictures was Retrica.
Okay.
I used to go put all my brains for a preset filter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take the output,
okay.
post on Instagram. Instagram used to have the film camera's logo, icon.
Correct. Yes, yes, yes,
those
yes.
Those were the days.
My Instagram first post was a... plate of Nando's chicken. Yeah, literally.
That's very specific.
Yeah,
Nando,
so
not chicken.
No, Nando's chicken.
Nando's,
yeah.
Road,
yes, yeah. So Nando's had just come or something like that, and my friends were like, "Okay, let's go here." And they all had Instagram by then, and I did not have. And they said, "This is like the school app everyone is on. You
yes.
have to download it." I downloaded it. I took a picture of the Nando's chicken. I put
upload.
It there. I'm
yeah.
like, "Yes, this is my first post." And I miss Nando's, man. Like it's not there on Chennai right now.
Anymore.
It's not there. No.
Yeah,
it's not there. Okay, so when did you first realize that you can monetize your content and how did the transition happen from posting a crow picture to monetizing content?
The transition, I think first one is when we realized it was monetizable is because once you start making videos and all, you see other influencers also and you see they're having brand collabs.
Correct.
And then you kind of realize that somewhere these guys are getting paid for this, definitely. And I think that's it. That's when you realize it can be monetized and something you can work towards.
Okay.
Because money is important. The transition happened, I think, slowly when during the lockdown. And TikTok was like very popular, like in abroad and all those other places. But here, if I started making TikTok videos, everybody, all my friends would be, hey,
cringe.
TikTok pantram varan. Like that kind of stuff. But luckily, I got rid of that shame fairly quickly. And I just started posting, making stuff on TikTok and posting it on Instagram. Because TikTok, 0 views. Instagram,
okay.
10 views.
Okay.
Friends. And they'll give like 2 comments.
Right.
And I was very happy with those 2 comments. So I think that's when the transition slowly happened.
Okay, so you were on TikTok before?
I was on TikTok. No views, nothing.
Okay.
And then
okay.
it got banned, so I was very happy.
Yeah.
Not for everyone, for myself.
Okay, what about you?
I regularly posted some shit or the other. Mm-hmm. It was not conscious decision of making it or going viral.
Okay.
I just used to post to get attention. And suddenly during lockdown, you started getting a lot of numbers, I think. You realize that it's reaching random people because everyone's jobless at home watching random videos.
True.
It's true. That's
and
true.
Lockdown changed things where suddenly followers also started increasing. My aim was to get 10,000 followers. So because we used to get swipe up feature on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Correct.
For stand up comedians, that was a big deal because you can add ticket links for people to buy tickets. Instead of telling go to book my show and book tickets. Swipe up was a cool feature saying, hey, swipe up to get tickets. That was a flex.
So my aim was
to get 10,000 followers.
Okay.
We somehow got, but after I got 10,000 followers, they made that link option available for everyone.
Yeah,
so I felt cheated.
Correct.
So
okay.
Then everyone started getting Janaki and all happened. So
yes, exactly.
But I knew we could make a lot of money after this guy told me. We both did the same.
How did you both connect though?
We met during a college fest in IIT Sarang. IIT Madras is Sarang.
Okay,
so
okay.
He was representing his college. I was judging the theatre fest.
Okay, so not through Instagram.
Not
you guys
through Instagram.
Knew each other.
We
before.
Knew each other off for the first time we met there. And then I saw his videos on Instagram and told him, Masha, I really like your edits.
Okay.
Let's work together, whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We worked on the same campaign. So I casually asked him how much you charged. Uh-huh. He casually charged 3x more. And he had lesser followers that time. So this guy opened.
I remember that conversation still. He was like, what? In all caps, he was like, what? You can charge this much? And like,
that's so true, right?
Yeah. I thought I didn't deserve that much. I felt
definitely,
no.
Yeah.
I asked them so much.
Yeah.
But he kept going.
But it was not me also. I also got the same thing
from someone
Nagma.
Amma, right.
Yeah. That time I asked her like, how much to charge for Instagram video? And then she told me this much. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Are you serious? And I was like, no, please, I can't. Like, feel wrong.
I don't think I deserve that.
I still feel I charge too much.
Yeah, I think that's a thing with freelancers, you know, like
not only in
the comedy field or anything on Instagram. I think even like my sister, for example, she's a freelancer.
I've never seen
her. Sister somewhere?
Never seen her. Like, Mercy's killing the podcast.
Yeah,
like, she's nowhere. She's referring to a sister. Like.
Some sister. Not there for sure.
Not the one who did the set for you.
No, not the one who just changed that by 2 centimeters.
Anyway, this strange person.
This anonymous sister.
With my sister, right? So she's a freelance digital artist. And most of the time, she keeps thinking that she shouldn't charge this much.
Yeah.
But when I look at her art or something, like, I say a number and, you know, my husband tells a number and she's like, no, I don't think I can charge this much. But again, the same thing happens. She talks to another artist and that
they
person is probably charging a lot. So I think this is like a misconception, miscommunication.
There's also
between
one more thing which I learned recently.
Uh-huh.
If someone's charging high, right, you better go with that rate and charge everyone. Because if someone's charging on the other spectrum, on a very low side, the market will still remain that way.
Exactly.
You know, you'll never grow.
It'll open up.
Yeah.
So it's fine to overcharge. You can
very
be shameless.
True.
I still feel a little shameful. But it's fine to be shameless because you're eventually going to help another artist get paid a lot more.
Very true.
So
true.
Charge more.
Nancy, lesson learned.
Oh, she has a name?
Sister.
So do you guys feel anxious posting on Instagram, right? Like I usually feel a lot anxious. Let's say like I have to post about my dog, for example, who's also here, by the way. Maybe it's not coming on camera, but she's here. So if I have to post about
nothing
her or like just her
just
sitting.
Non-existent on the
they're
just there.
I feel very anxious sometimes, you know. Yo, yaar, adu kannu vechiruvaangala, edhaadu nazar aidum appadinte. Some people also put like an evil eye on a post and they'll put it thinking that it's all taken care. So do you guys feel anxious posting? Of course, like your work is work, but let's talk about posting about your personal stuff.
I am very particular. Even I believe in nazar and all that.
Okay.
That's why I keep personal life a little private.
Away.
Yeah,
okay.
If I, for example, if I got a car,
mm-hmm.
I got a car 3 years back.
Okay.
I have not told anyone except my family group or something. I'm very particular and not kannu vekkradala.
Correct. Yeah.
But I feel that is also inevitable. People are going to cast eyes irrespective. Even
mm-hmm.
if some post goes viral,
mm-hmm.
it's anyway going to get nazar.
There's always 20% of hate.
Yeah.
Of course. If
a post goes viral, definitely.
Yeah. But
mm-hmm.
uploading pressure is real. It's like
real.
A Friday
yeah.
movie release,
yeah.
but a small scale version of it. Because the first 20 minutes after a video goes live,
mm-hmm.
you feel like, what's the reaction? You really want
exactly.
to know how people are taking it, right?
Yes.
Either good way or bad way, you want to know how it's received.
Mm-hmm.
So the first half an hour, we keep checking, both
mm-hmm.
of us.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we let it slide.
Okay, but do you guys have like a posting process? Send it to few friends, ask if it's okay.
If it's a stand-up video, we've made it a habit and a discipline to send it to a few people because looks like stand-up videos can go either way.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's either goes, does really well or like yeah, doesn't do well.
A video
well.
Which you feel is completely safe, it's completely funny. Looks like there are so many problematic elements in it which you don't see.
Right.
You can't always blame the audience saying they're going to cancel you anyway. No, you have to take a responsibility on yourself to make sure it's little appropriate and doesn't offend someone, because it can come across like this guy is so oblivious to the fact that it's so politically offensive and he just casually uploads.
Yeah.
Konjo awareness irukkar nalladhu recently we've learned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nariya adi vaangitom.
Of course. Do you feel the pressure to be funny in every post that you post?
Yeah, yeah, kind of. Because that's what you've kind of built it on, right?
Exactly. So,
and it's also fair because I think this is like your job. This is like our 9-to-5.
Yes.
So we're doing a work there. So I don't think we're vlogger type people.
Right.
Where full spectrum of our personal life comes into it at all.
Yeah.
Whatever we want to show, we kind of show. So the majority, we kind of realize it's like for people tuning onto a channel. When people tune into our channel, for example, they want something funny.
But does it also like, you know, take away from your, like, let's say you just want to post a coffee photo on a story.
Yeah.
Do you feel like I have to put a funny caption for it? Then only, you know, it is probably people will have fun. Or do you actually don't get into
after
that?
After a point,
and
you don't
it?
Follow it that much.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
if
yeah.
you need to get some work done, you just post it for the sake of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm asking about not work, right? Like something that you are probably, you're just traveling, right? And you're just looking at something nice. And if you want to post about it, do you feel like I have to follow it up with a funny thing, or do you just post
it's
it?
It's actually a good question. I think
we don't follow it, to be honest.
Okay.
If we see something amazing, if I'm watching a cricket match and I love what's happening, I just post it as it is. I don't go for a joke there.
Yeah, on story.
But if I go for a joke and make that funny, that'll perform better. Because my audience predominantly are following me for the humor and not for my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Whereas another person who's just vlogging his everyday life, they'll take anything from him. But
right.
there is a niche we have to maintain with our audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's slightly a disadvantage, if you can call it that. But then it's our responsibility to be funny as well, which we don't follow, honestly.
Correct.
At times, when we are hanging out and all, nonsense and all we post.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We don't follow the syntax or algorithm
right.
and all that.
Right.
If we follow and we maintain the discipline, it might perform better.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying every post should be funny.
I think it's transformed from that to like I look at Instagram as purely work now.
Yes.
I open it and I don't feel like, oh, hey, I want to show people what I'm eating.
Yes.
Maybe I will, but like I'll do it for the purpose of selling tickets. Like I'll put something funny on a story and then the next story will always be a ticket link or something like that.
Even for me as a dubbing artist now, I have put all my voice work on Instagram. I made a guide out of it.
Nice.
So if someone is asking for a sample, I'll just send that guide.
Lovely.
So that's how it's become. Instagram is work, right? That's what even you guys you're saying. Yeah. So do you guys, let's say like something good, like a tour, like for tour and all, you definitely need to put it out there, tickets, but for something else, do you usually post it after it's done? Do you believe in the jinx effect?
Can you give me an example?
Yeah.
Like a
movie. A movie?
I don't post about a movie until it comes out.
Ha, exactly.
I don't even tell I'm shooting for this or that.
Yes.
I might tell I'm at the shooting spot or something, but I won't reveal who the lead is, who the director is. Because I believe, especially movies can get tanked in the final stage of production also.
Correct.
It's not in your control. So rather wait it out. Mm-hmm. Once it comes out, it's a better news to share also. Telling that my movie is coming out rather than telling I'm acting in a film.
What about you?
I've already posted.
Even the film schedule was not over. Never was posted.
Sometimes it's like
the movie went into a halt after he posted for a few months.
Okay.
It's like amazing. Yeah, I was like, wow. First day of shoot, I post because I got too excited.
Of course, like I think even I do that. But also, does Instagram make you feel accountable in any way? Like these days, people work out and like, you know, like they go for a workout and they're like, okay, I'm working out, which means I've started, which means tomorrow I have to do.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you all do it with me. Andha mari ella irukala.
I suck at consistency. That is one thing I'm not good at. So I don't give them something for me to be accountable for.
Okay, you don't give it at all.
I don't tell them, hey guys, guess what's coming. Adha na follow mattam.
Andha
pram sonna better.
Okay.
But he is very consistent.
What am I consistent?
Working out, not leader.
But I don't post about the working out.
He recently started posting topless stuff. He's become that guy.
I would want shirtless. But I love my followers also, because I posted that thinking, because I worked hard. So I was like, I want to show my
course.
Board. Me climbing a rope, and I was like, oh dude, this this is damn cool. And then all the things I got in the DMs were, bro, pick one coconut and come back also for... Thanks, that'll be very nice. And I was like,
with these people want accountability.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, you are amazing. Yeah. This is best comment.
Okay.
But like, I don't post for accountability.
He posts for the topless stuff.
Yes.
Topless stuff.
Nirmal Pillai, OnlyFans coming soon. Yes.
Oh.
You can, please, just all kinds of.
Yeah, are we ready or are we ready?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Nice. Nice. Real content we are getting, guys. ஏதோ சொல்ல நினைச்சா நான் மறந்து மறந்து போறேன், எல்லாமே மறந்துடுறேன். லைக் நான் சிரிச்சு சிரிச்சு எல்லாத்தையும் மறந்துடுறேன். பட் ஓகே, வாட் ஆர் யுவர் ஒப்பீனியன்ஸ் அபவுட் பீயிங் ரியல் ஆன் இன்ஸ்டாகிராம்? அஃப்கோர்ஸ் இட்ஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டபிள் தட் வாட் எவர் யூர் புட்டிங் இட் அவுட் இட்ஸ் ப்ராப்ளி 10% ஆஃப் யுவர் லைஃப், ரைட்? பட் ஐம் நாட் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் ஒன்லி யோர் ஜான்ரா, பட் லைக் யூ நோ தெர் ஆர் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஜான்ரா, லைக் ஃபேஷன், லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் அண்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தட். பீப்புள் இட்ஸ் வெரி ஈஸி டு கைண்ட் ஆஃப் சீ தட் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் அ லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் அண்ட் பீப்புள் ஆர் லைக் வை ஆம் ஐ நாட் ஏபிள் டு டூ தட், ரைட்? வாட் அபவுட் வாட் ஆர் யோர் ஒப்பீனியன் ஆன் பீயிங் வல்னரபிள் ஆர் பீயிங் ரியல் ஆன் இன்ஸ்டாகிராம்?
ஐ திங்க் தெர் இஸ் அ சர்டன் சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆத்தென்டிசிட்டி யூ கேன் சென்ஸ் ஆல்சோ வென் லைக் யூ கேன் வென் யூ சீ சம்படி சப்போஸ் யூ ஆர் லைக் ஓ திஸ் இஸ் ஆத்தென்டிக், திஸ் ஃபீல்ஸ் லைக் தட் பர்சன். ஐ திங்க் வி ஆல்சோ ஸ்ட்ரைவ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தட். I don't...
The thing is, audience catch a bullshit.
That's true.
They are
true.
Smarter than who you think they are. So, once you post something which is so fake, it's not going to perform well also. Which we have also seen at some point.
Like, if we make a very
forced
genuine,
paid
heartfelt
video,
skincare video,
it'll
people
tank.
Will be like...
Yeah. Yeah.
They will not be like, oh, Nirmal.
Yeah.
Nirmal, ole. Very nice. Yeah. But no. They'd be like, what are you doing?
They'd be like, go get the coconut.
But have you guys done any skincare?
Sadly, no.
We're waiting for you.
Waiting for you, Ole.
Set up. No. See, again, it's not, it does not align with who we are also.
But
be
do they reach
random.
Out to you and do you say no to it? Or like, how does that work?
No, we'll say yes. Like, we'll take it and we'll be like, we'll make it funny.
You'll say yes to skincare.
For sure.
Lovely.
But I'll be like, I'll make it funny. I won't be like, hey guys, get ready with me today. I'm going out.
I'm waiting for that video.
Maybe I should just do it.
I'm also waiting, bro. Topless, get ready
Topless, get ready
yes.
with me.
Mercy, your husband's
with skincare.
Right here. Just relax.
What? There's
effort.
A husband?
So there's, much effort you put into this podcast and you're waiting for his topless.
I don't know where the husband is.
I don't know. It's
the cameras are just rolling by themselves. It's miraculous.
Anyway. Audience catch your bullshit. So it's better to be as true to yourself so that it comes across as organic as it can.
Yeah.
One more thing you asked in the same question.
Yeah,
what is the second part of the question?
I've seen some people, post about their crying and stuff.
Oh.
When I see it, honestly, I'll tell you, I don't want to get cancelled. But
no,
then
no.
when I see it,
no,
I...
No, if you say this, I'll also get cancelled.
I feel like, so don't do it, bro. Like, don't do it. It just, I feel like it's wanting for attention is what I feel when I see it.
The fact that you set up a camera, roll it and then cry.
Exactly,
I've
right?
I've also found that always sus.
Yeah, it's like Nirmal doing skincare. It's...
I think you're gonna get skincare brand, bro. It's coming.
Please.
It's for sure coming. After this podcast comes out, skincare is coming.
No, but I agree with you.
See, you know for a fact it's fake. It's not genuine.
See, again, I don't know, man. I'm not able to say. I'm in a very middle spot, you know, because the things that they're crying about, they also like, you know, put the captions down.
You're making me the bad guy.
So
you're canceling me. Mercy, don't do this. That's what she said, not me.
Too many, that's what she said,
sorry,
is
sorry,
happening today. But yeah.
But no, think about it. Like, if you're taking a photo of yourself,
how
much thought you put into just like, oh, am I looking okay? Am I looking decent? So, for you have to do that, but also cry at the same time. Or, like, what is it? You cry first and then you take the phone out. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm very, like, in between with these things, you know, because the things that they're crying about seems very legit. Because they also put a follow-up post after that, what happened after the crying. So, I don't know. I feel very, like, in between with this. Should I feel bad for them? But shouldn't I?
I feel whatever makes anybody feel better. For some of us, I feel we'll deal with our personal stuff personally. For a lot of people, maybe it's they deal with it by talking about it, by sharing it. So if it makes them feel better.
Okay, cool. What about hate comments, guys? Do you guys get it?
Lot.
Oh.
Can you tell a few to us?
Tell a few. Huh?
Yeah, hate comments.
Nicely excited, New York. Seeing us get ass whooped. A lot, I got. So people can take what you feel is very safe. They can interpret it in a completely different way. But it's good for you also. You keep learning. You keep understanding what's politically right and politically wrong.
Right.
So I got a lot of hate comments for that.
Mm-hmm.
we get cancelled for stupid stuff also, yeah.
No, no, it's mostly like if you put any video, there'll always be, is this humor in 2023?
Oh.
So you're like, I mean, I don't know, man.
Okay.
So it's like that. It's not like hasna ta kya.
Hmm.
You'll get hasna ta kya.
And there's always one cringe.
Cringe is very...
most repetitive word.
Okay. Again, right, when you were talking about the whole woke culture, I feel it's become too much. We know too much through Instagram these days. Like, for example, I'm not able to enjoy a simple meal because everything you eat, they're like, oh, you can't do this, you
recently,
can't do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, apparently, everything you eat is toxic.
Everything
yeah.
you eat is toxic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you're cutting down consciously.
Now I'm like, if I eat this, I think, oh, in the real life, more than anything, we were all brought up saying milk is good. Right,
now
we all drank milk. Now
oat milk you have to drink.
We have to drink oat milk because it's in my head.
It's the taste is nice, man.
It's in my head. I can't help.
Topless. Want to go climb coconuts and they drink oat milk for that.
Why am I catching strays here?
This podcast about you. Then
yeah.
we align with you in the fact that everything you're conscious about, no?
Yeah.
But then after a point, it's. My life, my rules.
My
so.
Life, my rules, bro.
I like the philosophy of people. Like, I look at my grandfather. He's some 80s somewhere. And he's just been enjoying mm-hmm. his life. He does everything. He smokes, drinks.
Yeah.
Okay, smokes, maybe not. Kids don't smoke. But
I think it's about what makes you happy. Just do that. Yeah. Mentally, if you're fine, good to go.
Yeah, but what to do with all these information that we are getting? It's,
block
it's,
those pages.
It's in my head. It's
comment telling cringe. Comment on every reel.
Cringe. Price saabdu em poda. Wow, nice.
That should be the title of this
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, I think so. Have you guys tried putting a time limit on Instagram?
I've tried, yes.
And have you?
No, I've failed.
You failed?
Terribly.
Okay, how long did you?
I think the time limit, I put 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, it goes beyond that.
Yeah.
For sure. But I have had like stray successes in like shutting it off for like 7 days.
Oh.
So stuff like that works. But okay. like day to day is difficult.
So has there been any like different social media detox?
Sometimes I'm pretentious, okay? So I'll after that 7 days, I'm like, wow. I'm a new person. I don't care about likes. But then immediately 2 days later, I'll be like, oh, yevlo likes vandirke. That's that.
Have you tried it?
Never.
Don't want to try out.
Man, I have respect for. He keeps his notifications on.
No, I know.
The beginning?
First one, when you were my friend for 2 months. after he kept scolding me.
Okay.
And also, it is very anxious.
It keeps coming up. He gets it on
the lock screen. How many people?
I didn't think of it that way. Then I started getting hate comments cancelled and all. Then
you were like, no need. I don't want to see all this.
I don't want this.
Yeah. Also the FOMO, right, when you are away from Instagram for a long time, because Instagram has become like your primary source of information, right? Like anything that's happening in the world. Like I get my news from Faye D'Souza. I know anything happening in the world,
yeah.
I know only through her post. I don't have newspaper coming in my house. I don't have any news app downloaded in my phone. So is the FOMO real?
If you are not active on Instagram for 3 days,
hmm.
fourth day will seem a lot for you. There is so much to catch up on.
Okay.
Because, like you said, you have to catch up on 3 days ka
content,
news feed.
Yeah, right.
Not even content,
news
feed.
Yeah.
About your friend's life, about what's happening in the country, whatever. So it's quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think every information comes within a minute on Instagram first. Then only InShots gives me the notification.
True.
I think there was a phase when all of us just purged InShots out of our phones.
Exactly,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so before we wrap the topic, if you could sum both of your relationship in an Instagram caption, you can give me a caption and a hashtag.
Hashtag will be politically incorrect, Max.
No, but that's like when we're in private.
No, that's who we are naturally.
Yeah.
We can be honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are like that off.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, off camera.
Off camera. But caption, you come up with a caption.
Caption.
You're saying a timer.
I think we're very honest with each other. So hashtag honest that we can put.
Yeah, very, very honest. Dude, I think at this point we have...
Brother from another mother.
Yeah, true. It's because, I'm not saying it lightly, we have so many days we have spent traveling together. And it's like 1 month you're with each other every day.
Yeah.
Strangely, we realized this when we were talking to Kenny and like other people.
Mm-hmm.
They, when they go traveling in pairs or together, they always get 2 separate rooms.
But we are kanjus, okay? So we try to save wherever we go.
And we stay in the same room also, everywhere.
Okay, hashtag brother from another mother there.
Yes, it's cute.
Awesome, cool. We are moving to the game section.
Oh, let's go!
Red flag, green flag, எடுத்துக்கோங்க.
எடுத்துக்க போத்.
Yeah, giving expensive gifts in the early stages of dating.
Oh, heavy red flag.
Okay.
I think you should invest when it's the right time to invest.
Yes, that's true. Expensive gifts also, the thing about expensive gifts is also, it unknowingly puts pressure on the other person.
Also, you're spoiling the child.
Child?
Yeah, you're talking about dating.
I'm telling you, it's like giving the child expensive stuff right when it's growing up. So you keep expecting expensive stuff.
I like that.
So let the child be modest and humble.
It feels like a thought out analogy.
No,
you've thought about
this. I just came up with this. I don't go home and think.
Something has happened and you're like, this is gift. It feels like,
no.
In your bathroom, you're like, my Cartier. Feels wrong to have
shit. That Cetaphil cleanser.
That Cetaphil cleanser. 4,000 rupees. Oh.
It's 4,000, right?
I think so.
Get that brand deal, bro. Just call them out.
Yeah.
Okay. Texting all day.
I don't like texting. But that's me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a caller.
According to you. You don't feature on their social media accounts. This is all with respect
perfectly
to dating, fine. Okay?
Amazing green flag.
Great.
Talking shit about their previous partners.
Lovely. Let them vent. It's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Be a good space to
them. Calling you out on your bullshit.
A very good game.
Great.
Great. Best.
Love bombing.
What is that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, love bombing is basically like, you know, edutha odane ellame over up pandrathu. Like expensive gifts, like, you know, making expectation romba adhigama akirathu.
Oh,
yeah. It is a red flag.
Sporadic ghosting. I'll tell you guys if you guys don't know what sporadic ghosting is. Sporadic ghosting is basically like, let's say you meet someone on a dating app. They are there, they are fully there, and then suddenly they go missing for 2 days.
Mm.
And then they come back like nothing at all has happened, and they're like, no, I was here only. Like that.
Oh, it's not ghosting and just letting it be.
It's like going and coming back and making it look like I was here only.
Oh,
it is a red flag, but I'm guilty of it as well because my work is such. I keep traveling and all that.
Okay.
I think it's a beige flag.
Okay.
It's like in the middle, color combination.
If they actually come back,
it's okay.
Not knowing of them ghosting,
mm-hmm.
it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If they're aware that they're ghosting and keeping
then
someone hanging, that's a little.
I feel dating apps in by design itself is meant to be like a very temporary. It's not supposed to be taken as an insult if somebody ghosts you or you ghost someone. So if
okay,
they come
not
back,
not only dating app. I'm just saying in general, life.
In general,
also.
If you
reached
a really good comfort level with someone,
yeah.
That might not.
Also,
be good.
You don't know what they're going through. Also,
yeah.
So
you
be
might
very
as well.
Empathetic, no,
you, no you might as well communicate with them, telling I'll be off for 2 days. Don't expect anything from me.
Yes.
So that they're not expecting anything. Okay. Communication solves a lot of things.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Okay, they are a diehard fan of Big Boss.
I used to watch, now nothing. I don't not follow.
Big Boss, you.
But wait, it's entertaining. I don't blame them.
Okay,
no,
so at least if you don't watch, they'll give you news.
If they watch it ironically.
Yeah, if they know that they're laughing at it and not seriously following it, it's
okay.
A green
also,
flag.
Also, I know my mother used to watch it. So I can't be like red flag mother. So I have to be like...
Yeah, red flag mother.
Takes astrology seriously.
Okay, seriously. my GF.
Yeah.
No, she does it.
Girlfriend GF.
But red she does flag. It... She does it ironically, so I would say, seriously, if you take it, yes, red flag, because...
It is a red flag. Imagine someone cancels dating someone or marrying someone for...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's all nonsense.
Yeah. Being friends with exes.
That's fine.
It's a tricky thing. I think it's a red flag.
Why, dude? He's scared, GF.
No. Oh, the other person.
Being friends with exes.
Actually, it's fine. It's whatever. It's a.
He's a smart guy.
Great,
he changes quickly.
It's a green flag. No, because I just realized she is friends with her. Like.
That's what.
But I am not.
How is that a red flag if you're not?
That's what. I just did by accident.
Yeah, he showed green flag.
Green
He's
flag,
like,
green
sorry,
flag.
Taking it back for you. Green flag. Okay.
Yeah, you do whatever.
Yeah. Enjoy. Healthy flirting when you are in a relationship.
What
is
someone else?
With someone else.
Oh.
Like they say, no, yeah, I'm just doing healthy flirting. Yeah.
What
it's
is healthy flirting?
You're flirting with someone.
You're
else.
Flirting.
Flirting, but not like, just flirting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you guys have a pre-established...
Open relationship?
Not open relationship.
If you're not in an open relationship.
I'm not in an open
relationship. I'm giving you the scenario. Listen carefully.
Yeah.
You're in a very serious relationship with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which is casually flirting with everyone. Will you be fine with it?
But then you are also allowed to casually flirt with
I'm asking
people.
You...
Me? Mm. Why aren't you answering?
I'm not in a relationship.
I'm...
You're also allowed to flirt.
Yeah, define flirting. That's
like,
the thing.
Going all out.
Yeah,
oh,
just
no.
flirting, bro. Nothing. Like, not meeting and all, but
just
flirting, just on,
flirting.
Instagram
on Instagram.
On Instagram? Anywhere. Like,
texting.
Messaging and, yeah, calling.
Tricky, eh?
I will have issues, I feel.
I will also get insecure a little
bit. Yeah, little bit sad, I feel.
Okay.
But you'll flirt.
No, I won't.
Okay, discussing your partner's flaws with your friends and family.
I will not do that. I think it's a little of a red flag because they're being so vulnerable and honest to you. Yeah. Might as well keep it to yourselves.
Yeah.
Unless it's toxic, then talk with someone so that it's not in your head.
What about you?
It's a red flag. I had to think for that for a second. Because like sometimes like when you're in like a toxic relationship, you're not aware of the fact that you are actually in a toxic relationship. So you don't know like what are the things. Maybe it's not even about the other person. It's just about compatibility issues.
Yeah.
So you don't know if you're actually how big the problem is unless you voice it out to someone.
Yeah.
So maybe like I wouldn't say like going out of the, you know, microphone
but
and announcing
it. It's actually a very interesting take on it. I wouldn't have thought like this, you know, when I was even writing this, I didn't think like that, but that's a good one.
Yeah, because like at some point, if you have like one very close friend who's like a brother or someone, and you talk to them about your relationship and you're like, this isn't sitting
that's
right
when you
with
realize
me.
How it is.
And then the other person is like, is that? And you're like, oh, that's normal. And they're like, no, that's not normal. That's when you start realizing slowly. So it's like, somewhere in the middle.
Can do it, can do it. Having photos of your ex in your phone.
That's fine.
Okay.
I have.
Then green flag show.
You had great time while clicking that picture, right? Might as well let that exist. Remind you of how good the relationship was back then. Unless it's a photo of you punching someone. Then delete it. Don't glorify
you. You can have. It's like there's a capsule. It's a time capsule. And that happened. You can't like pretend suddenly, oh, who is this? Yeah. Like the people in the room.
People in which room?
This room.
This room. Where's my sister? Where's my husband?
Nobody here. So.
Okay. Always being late to dates.
Always.
You guys are later.
It's...
Okay, a little bit. I feel a 10-15 minute margin is okay.
No, I think it's a red flag because I've seen my previous girlfriends get really irritated if you're consistently late.
Consistently late. Because once in a while it's
once in a while,
it comes across like you're not putting as much effort as the other person, which is not fair on them.
True.
Might as well reciprocate.
Okay, fair. Mm. My mind has changed.
This is therapy session for you.
Getting their friend along always for your dates.
This happened to me. So big. So
always. Why?
Always, yeah.
No, always. Always, yeah. Always is a problem. Sometimes you can obviously hang out with their friends.
Yeah, that is different for your dates. Like, you know,
you're going
on a romantic date and her friend is...
I had a situation where I think in the middle of dating, I didn't know dating because I was just coming out of a long relationship. So I was going out with this girl and I thought all dates are like this. Four dates I went to, all four friends are coming. I was like, of course, this is how, you know, it works. And then I realized, wait, what are you doing, dude? And then like, no, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. So with that, our red flag, green flag has come to an end. Okay, next is word association, guys.
Wow. Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask a word and the first thing that comes to your mind, you can say. It doesn't have to be a word. It can be a sentence also. Okay. So, lockdown.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm. I have to say now?
Yeah.
Instagram.
Trust.
My friends.
Yeah, friends and family.
Yes, you can repeat.
The thing is, with this, no? His answers influence me also while thinking.
Okay, then I'll...
My friends. Okay, next I'll answer first.
Okay, cool. Crowd work.
Fun. Every show is a new show.
Yeah, exciting. This feels like a thesaurus. But,
okay, Mercy,
okay,
we'll
okay,
make
wait,
this,
wait, wait.
We'll make
we'll
this
make
easy
this
for
interesting.
You.
We'll
one word, I answer, the next word he answers.
Yeah.
Cool?
Okay, done. Yeah.
Chennai.
Mm. Mogapair.
Cut the tension.
Sorry.
Fame.
Bubble.
Anxiety.
Solvable.
Travel.
Sorry, is that cancelable? No, it's not.
No, it's everything has a solution is what he meant.
Yeah.
Travel.
So much learning, dude. So much learning.
Content.
Enjoyable.
Technology.
Innovating. I think you have to catch up with it.
Comedy.
It's a learning experience.
Nariya learn panite irukinga. Travel la learn da comedy.
Okay. Comedy. Comedy is...
I think it's the only thing I can do. Everything else I'm... Even comedy, I'm mediocre, but I'm confidently mediocre about it.
Yeah, comedy, for me, really learning is because I started with Instagram and then I switched to stage. So for me, it's like, it's always learning.
Learning, okay, nice. Okay, guys, I think we're done with word association.
Let's go. Next is...
And with that, it's almost done. Okay, so before I leave with a word. Do you guys know what soft launching with respect to dating is?
Yes.
What is it?
It's when you don't tag the other person or show their full face or something.
Yeah.
Some hand photo.
Yeah, so basically soft launching is like, you know, just putting like two wine glasses. Mm. Or like, you know, just show your hand. Or like, you know, yeah. So basically that is soft launching.
And you don't tag also. So they'll be like, it's like a cute little, it'll give you one sense of fun.
Yeah, you also got that validation. You also wanted to put it out and you also put it out. But then the other person doesn't know as well. So yeah, I think that works out.
Where did this come from? You just wanted to tell us what soft launching is.
No, so usually when I ask a word for the day, nobody knows it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I say it, but this time...
Please, pretend, cut, edit. What is soft launching?
In turn, I'll tell you one more thing which I learned recently.
Yes, please.
Soft ghosting. That's also a thing about
it. Oh, what is
soft
that?
Ghosting.
Like sporadic... Like you mentioned, no? It's a little softer than that.
It's what
very
is that?
Soft. Like two wine glasses, but that wine you remove. Slowly from the picture.
It just fade to black. Slowly. Like, it's very slowly.
It's apparently a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, but we all do it unknowingly. Sometimes you just... you don't end the conversation with some people. And you just like disappear. But then you come back after two days.
It's like quitting
you say something.
Cigarettes. You know?
Yes.
From 10 you cut down to 5. 3.
Okay,
and then you ghost.
Apparently.
Okay.
is there any... I love this game.
Your turn. One turn.
Okay, what is my turn? I feel like...
Something you'll have. You read so much.
I'll ask you guys. Do you know what sober dating is?
When you go on a sober date?
No.
That's too simple.
When you choose to go on a sober date because you want to develop meaningful connections and not go on a date while getting drunk. Mm. So that is sober dating.
Boring.
No, it's fun.
It's fun, but I like conversations initially
when not high,
a little tipsy.
A little tipsy, okay.
It helps you break the ice. After you know you're comfortable with this person, you can go on sober dates. Because you know you can comfortably handle them while being sober.
So the first date has to be...
It's not mandate.
Okay.
It's better with...
Better.
I agree with you.
Okay, thank you so much, Abhishek and Nirmal. This was so much fun. I don't think I've laughed this much in any of my other episodes because this was truly like... I even forgot the questions.
I think this is the most honest viewer also.
Yeah.
Be careful with the editor.
Arigato.
Thank you
Arigato
so much.
Gondemas.
It was lovely, lovely, lovely
thank
having
you, thank
you
so
guys.
Much.
Thank and
you. Coffee.
Coffee.
Yes. Oat milk.
Yes, please.
And normal milk.
Yes.
All right. With that, it's time for us to leave. And like I always say, be good and do good.
RJ Mercy.
Is this the outro music?